Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you on a Friday morning. It's Friday, September 20th, and welcome to the show, everybody. Going to have a really good show this morning for everyone who is interested and maybe not completely knowledgeable about the new trash system and recycling system in the city of Pittsfield. The entire show today going to be dedicated to that. We're going to have Ricardo Morales, the Commissioner of Public Utilities here in the city of Pittsfield, on the show. And Ricardo and I will talk about that at length. There will be no doubt about anything happening with your trash system after this morning's morning drive, for sure. Looking forward to that conversation. Before we get to that, just a quick note for everyone out there who came to the WTBR and PCTV annual meeting last night at the Polish Falcons Hall down on Bel Air Ave. I want to say thank you to all of those folks who came out. We had a great turnout. Over 70 people came to our little event, and it was a really nice celebration of all the work that's been done here at WTBR and PCTV throughout the last year. We talked about all the programming that's happened and the new people who have created that programming, and a lot of the people who've been doing it for years also. We recognized many of them with awards last night, and it was just a really great night to bring everybody together and talk and do a little business as well, as a typical nonprofit organization having an annual meeting. So we kind of wrapped those two things up together, but it was a great night, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out and being there with us at the Polish Falcons Hall. All right, let's go to the weather forecast as we await the arrival of Commissioner Morales, and we will come back right after that. Here's the National Weather Service with your forecast for the next day and a half or so. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, there you go. Nice short forecast for sure. Nothing big in the forecast yet. It's been actually kind of a nice extended summer period we've been having recently. Certainly dry and nice out there, I would say. 70s, 80s, nothing wrong with that in September. Actually felt a little warm last night at the meeting. It was, toasty, gotta say. That's the way it feels right now. We just enjoy it as you can as the leaves start to change out there. We're starting to see a little bit of foliage come around, and of course that's going to accelerate in the next couple of weeks. We'll enjoy that. It's one of the best parts of living here in the Berkshires is seeing that change in autumn. It's just a beautiful thing to behold, and seeing all the leaf peepers come in from different areas and tour buses and their own cars and everything else to see what we can see all the time. So that's what we have to keep that in mind. It's quite the benefit of living here. Today's program will be all about the new trash and recycling system for the city of Pittsfield. You may have started to see the new Casella toters starting to roll out. The recycling toters are the ones that are coming out first, and I'm sure Commissioner Morales is going to give us a bigger update on that. But I believe they were starting with the Friday people, the people that get their trash picked up on Friday. Those folks were getting their recycling totes first, and I think this week may have been Thursday people. So you're starting to see quite a few more of them at the curb already, and they're going to work their way all the way through up to the Monday people, and then turn around and start to distribute the trash toters, starting again with the Friday people and working their way up to the Monday people. That's what I understand. So that we'll have the entire system online by probably sometime mid to late October, I believe. But we'll get that clarified for you. Well, we'll give you a song here while we're waiting for Commissioner Morales, and we will be right back with all of that discussion in just a moment. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. We'll be right back.
Dracula.
The Smiths there. How Soon Is Now on Morning Drive. We play a tune or two once in a while here on the show, and it's good to have you back here. Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And as promised, I have Commissioner Ricardo Morales here in the studio. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you here. And it hasn't been too long since we last spoke, but I think the last time we talked, it was all about bridges and roads and some water and some dams and all the other things that the division of the Department of Public Utilities takes care of, which
right.
is a very large slate of things. And we didn't really touch on the trash issue at that time. Of course, now things are starting to roll. And so we're going to dedicate this entire hour to that one issue. To
That issue is now upon us.
It is now upon us. and so, you know, as a public service here, because I think the city has certainly done a lot to get this information out to people on various different platforms and venues, right? You've had public hearings and listening sessions, and you've done stuff at the city council level. Mayor Marchetti has done a show about it here, and I know we've talked about it, but it seems like it's a major effort. But I would imagine there are still some people who are going to be surprised that the trash
right.
system is changing.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's it's difficult to cater to every single person in terms of how they consume information. And we're trying to cover most of the bases, you know, if not all of the available bases for finding that path from us with the plan to the residents. Reverse 911 calling with the Code Red system. We have done that to make sure that people know a day before, hey, your day is tomorrow. It's the first time you can use the toter. We're going to be using that every week as they start. It's going to be, you know, text, and I don't think we're doing the call per se, but the text and option, definitely. Yeah. And then, you know, we're doing, as you mentioned, multiple meetings. Later today, I'm going to be recording some information in Spanish as well. So we can provide that information to the Spanish-speaking community.
And people will be able to find that on the PCTV website. And also, I'm sure the city will publish that on the city's website and maybe social media and things like that. So there are lots of places to find it. And so that's very important, obviously, when you're making a change as big as this. To something that people use all the time, that it's a regular part of their life, right? Every week you pull or you place your trash and your recycling down at the curb. And in the city of Pittsfield, as a benefit of your tax dollars, that is picked up. And that whole system is being changed a bit. So talk about the background a little bit, if you will, what we had and how we got to where we got now and deciding on this system.
Yes. It's, you know, this whole process really started maybe a decade ago or more.
Yeah.
Right. The industry is moving in this direction, and we started learning about it as a community early on as well. Mm-hmm. Right. The multiple companies that deal with this started approaching and started saying we need to transition in some way, shape, or form, not only on the private sector wise, you know, we have to use private companies. We don't have, as maybe other communities provide, not in the Berkshires, but in other parts of Massachusetts, they provide the service based on, you know, the Public Works Department has a sanitation section. In that, you know, from the regulatory sense as well, the DEP is pushing for better ways of dealing with our trash, increasing our recycling, diverting more from the landfill. So how do we accomplish that? There's multiple ways, right? There's pay-as-you-throw systems, and there, you know, that can come in a bag, that can come in, you know, a specific size container and stuff like that.
And some communities right now have that system.
Absolutely.
Where they're buying bags and they're bringing them out to the curb, and if you need more, you buy more bags, or in many communities, you are responsible for either paying for a private hauler to take it away, or putting it in your trunk yourself and driving it somewhere.
There's ways, and several, you know, many communities have found the way, you know, to move forward in this day and age to reduce as much as we can how much we put out as trash. About 30%, I'm recalling here correctly, about 30% of our trash, without separating anything, is composed of organics. So we need to be able to divert that from the landfill in some way. You know, our farms can use that. Ourselves, in our backyards, we can use that for composting and whatnot. Somewhere about, you know, around 25% is recyclable materials. So that can also be diverted effectively from the landfill. We can do our best to as residents, as a community, to make sure that we put out our recycling out of the waste stream. So in Pittsfield, we were having 9% recycling rate very consistently, right?
And that's considered very low, right?
That is low. That is low. We were putting out, you know, close to 20,000 tons of trash a year. Out of that, just about, you know, 2,000, short of 2,000 tons of recyclables a year. So,
and how many households are there in Pittsfield?
There are about 17,400.
So each household basically was putting out more than a ton of trash, of waste, every single year with the old system, which we did have a recycling system. So it wasn't like everyone was throwing everything into the trash, but the recycling was kind of optional. It was like, if you're if you're a good person, you put some stuff down for recycling, but you know, you still have that option of throwing it all away if you really wanted to, with no incentive of changing.
So in effect, we had an opt-in system, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have the system. We tell you recycle, maybe parenthesis,
sure.
please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we give them the opportunity to come and grab your bin and use it when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we had before.
Yep.
Recycle, please. Now, with this, the first thing that we can say is we have a system where we are giving you, every single family will have a recycling container.
Mm-hmm.
I know of many already that, well, you know, basically, how do I recycle?
Mm-hmm.
How do I use this?
So that'll be new to a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's the bigger, that's one of the biggest parts of the program is mm-hmm. providing something that was not there before,
mm-hmm.
putting it in residents' hands and asking them, okay, now you have a recycling container and you have a trash container. Not everything goes in the trash container.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, by the way, there is the trash container. It's all you get, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's options. We
right.
can talk about that later.
We will, yeah.
But if it doesn't fit there, what you start taking out of there and putting it to make more space for more trash
mm-hmm.
is the recyclables. Put them in the recycling container.
So it's an incentive for sure.
Absolutely.
It puts the power back into residents' hands to choose what they would like to do to not only save the city money, but to save themselves money and maybe do the right thing for the environment, right? There's all those things.
Absolutely. And that's the other part. It's the money conversation.
Mm.
Trash is, in this point in our history, it is more expensive. Dealing with trash is more expensive than dealing with our recyclables.
Mm.
And we can take advantage of that opportunity we have now and save some money, right? Not spend as much
mm-hmm.
as we would if we were generating the same load in trash
yeah.
instead of recycling part of it. So that's a huge incentive.
Right, right.
It's, you know, it's around $103 per ton to dispose of the recyclables.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we get some market share back. So it reduces, in effect, it reduces that tipping mm-hmm. fee. In average, what we end up paying is around $70 per ton. And now you compare that to...
Because we can basically sell some of it back,
exactly.
right? That's what happens.
Exactly.
It's worth something.
Yeah, the first question is, oh, is this really being recycled?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are seeing it in the dollar amount that we get on the sale,
mm-hmm.
on the sale of that material mm-hmm. as a product
yeah.
for later use.
And that's a valid question too, right? Because
absolutely.
I know there's been a lot of talk about that, whether, you know, what you're doing is actually making a difference. People want to say, you know, when they put the recycling out, if it's cardboard, paper, or if it's on the other side, bottles, cans, plastic can be difficult, right? Because there's some plastics that can't be recycled as easily,
right.
but, you know, we're encouraging people to put the plastics in the recycling toter.
There's multiple gates in the process.
Yeah.
The first one comes... you know, on the manufacturer side,
mm.
can manufacturers make decisions to make plastics that are better, you know, less material and better for recycling? The next gate is in the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
We can sort properly the ones that can be recycled. And the third gate is at the materials recycling facility. They sort again.
Mm.
So they are able to separate what can be and cannot be recycled.
Yeah.
And, you know, the...
Society certainly has changed, right? So I think of the, you know, classic 50s and 60s era where, you know, milk was delivered to your door in,
yeah.
what, a glass bottle, which was recycled, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. They took the bottles back. I mean, this was before my time, before your time, I'm sure. But that was the regular thing that people did, and it was just what you did. It was normal.
Right.
And then things started changing. It went to plastic bottles instead of glass, and it was, you know, just thrown away instead of recycled or reused. So things in society changed, and so there have to be some compensation on the other side to deal with how that is different. Like, I can't go to the grocery store and buy detergent, you know, laundry detergent in a glass bottle. They're all plastic, right?
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, we have to deal with that until the consumer gets a chance to make some choices on that side, too.
That's true. And we need to adapt to the changing economy, the changing environment. We have to do better. We don't have enough space in this world to take to basically, you know, generate the same amount of trash as we do in the United States and you know, reflected in every state, in every region, in every country, county.
Yeah, it's huge, huge difference. So,
yes.
So what we'll have is, and what is rolling out right now, I think you're in week two of rolling out the recycling toters. Is that right? So the Friday pickup people and the Thursday pickup people now should all have their recycling toters this week. And then next week it goes on to the Wednesday people.
Yeah. So by now, today, Friday, it is the second Friday that the Friday route is being picked up with the recycling toter.
Okay.
The automatic arm on the truck is picking that up today. The Thursday route yesterday was the first time it was picked up. And then next week, we're going to start the Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And how's that going? Are there just different trucks doing that those routes and that's how that rolled out? So you have some trucks that are the old trucks and some trucks that are the new trucks in town. You're starting to
see
that?
Not only on different routes, right? Mm-hmm. On the this week, for example, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we just used the what we were using before.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday and Friday, we are using both.
Okay.
Because we know that some people are not ready, are not, did not understand the message.
Mm-hmm.
So we do know that some just placed recyclables in the grass next to the trash or placed them in bins.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to still pick that up, that we're not just going to simply say, nope, cut off. No one gets picked up unless you're on the recycling toter. That will happen eventually. But we're not doing that on the first week.
Right.
Right.
And so as it rolls out, our people are probably going to start either adjusting to the system or realizing that they need something else. And so we talked just briefly there about the potential for asking for additional toters. So the idea is the recycling toters, you could contact the DPW, DPU right now, and order yourself a second recycling toter, right?
Yes. So we have two options. You can order for free a second recycling toter. In my opinion, that is for people that constantly generate more than one every week load of recyclables, whether it's cardboard and paper or whether it's the commingled recyclables. Because that's going to let you put two in front of your property, right?
And to be clear, it's still dual stream recycling.
It is
so nothing has changed about that. If you're
very important
currently recycling glass and bottles 1 week and then paper and cardboard the next week, you're still doing that.
Going back to the money conversation, the economy of this process, it's approximately $30 difference. More expensive to combine everything into one container. It suddenly, just because we're doing that, it suddenly becomes more expensive than dealing with trash. So if we go single stream, maybe more, you know, much more easier to manage on the resident side, we're not going to see any savings.
And how much does this overall save the taxpayers? Because there was some discussion about the different sizes of the toters, right? That was probably one of the biggest conversations I heard at the city council level was, well, you know, should it be a 48 gallon trash bin? Should it be a 64? You know, and I'm sure that there are numbers attached and associated with each one of those. So how did we do essentially by choosing the plan that we did?
So it comes down in two forms. The first one is switching to automated had immediately represented in $80,000 worth of savings. For, you know, versus last year.
So the ability of Casella to run the trucks that have the arms and take the toter and dump it into the truck, that alone saved $80,000.
Yes.
And that's in a year where maybe a new contract would have been an increase, this was a decrease.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is comparing to last year. We certainly have, it's more than the $80,000 if we had escalated the contract times the consumer price index factor that they are allowed every year. And then on the other side, it's up to us as residents how much we're going to save. Mm. We are poised to save anywhere between 200,000 and 600,000, maybe 800,000, depending on how well we do. Our projections indicate that by restricting how much trash you can place on the curbside and forcing you, in a sense, to divert that into the recycling toter, you as a community, we will increase our average output of recyclables, and just that alone will decrease the cost, how much we spend on trash and recycling. Because, again, recycling costs less.
Right. And just the idea that, again, people have the power to do that on an individual basis. It's really hard to, as you said, at a 10% or 12% recycling, whatever we were doing before, you can only encourage people so much to say, do the right thing, and you're, you know, the costs will go down. At this point, this is a, well, you know, you have to work it out. You have to figure this out.
So think about this. If, you know, today or yesterday on a Thursday route, that's my route, I had two containers. The first time I had the toter, I had it full of cardboard. And I had a full, you know, four bags of trash next to it in my own container. If I was not recycling, I would have had...
That would all be trash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Two containers of trash.
Yep.
And that's what people need to understand is all of that cardboard, a lot of people do not recycle in our community. Mm-hmm. We need to... We're giving them the tools to succeed.
Right. And let's we're speaking with Commissioner Ricardo Morales right now on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, just a couple minutes before our top of the hour break, and we'll be back after that. Let's talk just a brief amount here about, I guess I'll call it toter etiquette, if you will, right? The couple of things you need to know when you're rolling the toters down to the curb. All the trash and the recycling should fit in the toter with the lid closed, right? That's important?
Right. That's important. We don't want things to fly off as the arm is lifting the toter and dumping it in the hopper.
Mm-hmm. So nothing overflowing. How about how far apart they should be at the curb? And, you know, obviously you want, this is a mechanical arm that comes down and grabs it, so you want to make it easy for that to happen.
Right. There needs to be a separation between items, in this case between toters. What they are requesting is a separation about 3 feet, and between a toter and other items, other objects, and obstructions, about 5 feet. So that could be cars, mailboxes, trees.
Yeah, makes sense. And yeah, that'll be something I have to get used to, because I know when I haul mine down, I usually just stick them right next to each other, but give them a little space, basically, right? That's what we're saying.
I will say that I was yesterday, again, Thursday route, my neighborhood, I was just riding with my bicycle before arriving at City Hall. Mm-hmm. I was just checking my neighbor's setup and, you know, moving one of, you know, a foot further and tilting the other one. That's important too, the orientation of it. Hmm. It needs to be with the numbers. Every toter has a number. Mm-hmm. The numbers need to face the street. That's how the arm picks it up and dumps it.
Okay. And I think the easy way to remember that is that the wheels are at the back, right?
Yep.
So you're going to wheel it down there anyway. So once you get to the edge or the curb, don't turn it around. Just continue to wheel it, and the wheels are toward you or toward your house or toward your garage or whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that should be pretty easy to think about. And, you know, being 48, and you'll see them as you drive around, they're actually fairly small, I will say. They don't look like they'd be too much of a burden for most people. If you were already bringing, you know, a hefty trash bin or something like that without any wheels down to the curb, you're actually going to find this probably easier, I would guess.
Yes, and the wheels are 10-inch wide wheels, and you know, compared to the toter I had, the container I had, I noticed the difference immediately. So far I had not put load into the container in all this time presenting and talking with the toter in hand until yesterday, when I had it loaded and moved it from my, you know, all those other things. I moved it the same way I've moved before, in my house, in my driveway, and it felt much easier. Something about it. It was like, yeah, this is really good.
And, you know, I do think, though, with people that, that may be used to putting two or three trash bins out in a week, they may start to try and cram more into the one trash, and they might make them a little heavier. So I bet that's probably a concern for, mm-hmm. for this. So we'll see how that works out. We are going to take that top of the hour break, and we'll come back more on the city's new trash and recycling system here in the city of Pittsfield, rolling out as we speak. We're speaking with Commissioner Ricardo Morales, Commissioner of Public Utilities here in the city of Pittsfield. And we will be back right after this on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from EVCO Hypnosis. Join EVCO Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Music education in the Pittsfield Public Schools is a vital part of our youth's education. Let's hear why.
I thought I would never play an instrument, and I looked at sheet music and thought it was way too hard to learn. Then I took the chance and signed up for trumpet, and I love it.
When I play, I feel accomplished. To me, music means love. It's breathtaking.
Music has made me happier in school. One of my favorite things about music is playing a concert in front of a crowd.
Band together and support music in our schools.
Tired of the same old on the radio? Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Friday, September 20th here in the studio. We're live and local this morning and speaking with Commissioner Ricardo Morales all about the trash and recycling system that is changing here in the city of Pittsfield. If you haven't heard, I don't know how, but we're telling you again how it is working and how it will work for you. And certainly we're going to do some frequently asked questions here in the second half as well. So stick around for that. First, we'll go to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and see what is in store for us over the next day and a half or so. Here we go.
Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. Nice, easy weather forecast on you. Nothing big or problematic yet. I'm sure when the snow flies, we'll come back and talk about that. By then, toters will be yesterday's news, right? As soon as the snow flies.
That's the hope. Although that is one other thing that people will need to get accustomed to, how to deal with the toters, not only residents, but also Casella and operator. It's nothing new. Mm-hmm. This is done in other parts of the New England and in Massachusetts, definitely. Old Orchard Beach, I was there recently this summer, and this is what they use.
Same system.
It snows there too.
Yeah.
Worcester, they use it. Same system.
There are days, though, I'll tell you where the snow piles up and the plows, push it up on my lawn, and I'm struggling to find a place for the toters, or not for the garbage and the recycling. So toters, putting them, it'll be a little bit of an adventure, I think, in some ways.
It will be, but I think we, a lot of times we want to fix everyone's specific issue, and that sometimes takes agency away from our individual residents who are very smart, I would say. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the possibility that someone's household has too much trash, even if they're recycling with the new recycling toters, and whether that's a chronic thing where every week they have too much trash, or then maybe just once in a while, once every month or two, they have too much trash for the toter that they have. What are their options?
So we're going to have basically two options. Mm-hmm. And one involves the transfer station, involves the resident driving every week or every time they have more than their 48-gallon toter in trash, driving to the transfer station and using that and disposing of trash in that way. That's one option. Mm-hmm. The second option is, and by the way, that is that is done across the Commonwealth, across Berkshire County, in many towns. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. We are giving you 48 gallons. If you need more, you have these options. The second option being the second toter for trash. Mm-hmm. It comes down as at a $40 per quarter tag, right? You have to pay per toter, $40 per additional toter, $40 every quarter.
So it comes out to about $13 every month.
Yes.
Right? Or what's that per week?
It's about
$3 or $4 a week. Yeah. So for a second 48-gallon for $3 extra a week, if you have a regular amount of trash that's more than the standard 48, and how do people approach getting that extra toter?
Yeah, you either request it through Casella or call in the city, and we will work with Casella for the delivery, whether you reach Casella first or reach us first. The other party will know about the request, and for delivery, for billing, and for any putting it in our system as well.
And I've seen comments online about people who have larger families, for example, who generate more trash just because they have more people in their household, and they feel that it's difficult on them, whereas someone who only has one or two people in their household won't have a problem and won't have to pay extra. And so what's the answer to that?
Well, the answer doesn't change, right? Mm-hmm. It's a specific size per household. Mm-hmm. And this comes down to how much currently, or for the last 30 years, how much our taxes have been incentivizing throw as much as you can without giving any benefit or rightful benefit to people who generate less trash, whether that is a big family or a small family.
So really, in a way, earlier, the people who had the smaller families were actually being penalized.
Absolutely.
If you look at it, you can look at it both ways. You could say that those folks have been paying more in their taxes to subsidize the people who are throwing more trash away. So it's hard finding, right, that balance of where you're going to draw the line and say, okay, this is what the city will provide for the tax dollars that people
and,
can
And it comes down out. To other services we offer as well. Mm-hmm. We are trying to move to a fully metered community, right? Mm-hmm. We're not there yet, but when we do so, we will be like many places in the Commonwealth. Most places in the Commonwealth, we are the largest city that is still largely scheduled in water and sewer billing.
What is there a percentage that you know of the number of households that have meters on their
water? Yeah, we're in the 8%.
Only 8% have meters.
Small. It's
That's
small.
Amazing to me.
Yeah,
I really thought you were going to say 40 or 50%.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That would be amazing if we were at that point.
Okay. Wow.
So the, you know, when you are metered, you pay for what you consume. This is mm-hmm. something that is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a scheduled account in water and sewer, it doesn't matter how much you consume, you pay the same amount mm-hmm. as someone that has the same number of, say, toilets as you have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in liking, you know, comparing the two systems, this is very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for how much you dispose of, how much you throw out mm-hmm. in trash.
Yeah.
And we are incentivizing people to recycle more by providing free recycling toters,
right.
extra ones.
And for the extra toter for trash, if you did want to pay for that, how is that billed?
It will be built separately.
It won't be on your water bill, for example.
No, at some point we were thinking that was the best place to locate that
mm-hmm.
bill,
mm-hmm.
but it will be a separate bill.
So a separate quarterly bill.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other question I think people had were, that I've heard, what about that one or two times a year around the holidays, for example, or you have a big birthday party or something like that, you just generate more trash that week than you normally would. What do you do with it?
Right. So the two options are still there.
Okay.
You either use the transfer station for that period
mm-hmm.
or you get a one quarter of the extra toter.
Mm-hmm.
You pay $40, you pay that, you have the toter for 3 months, and then you
mm-hmm.
return it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have to plan ahead, basically.
You can
bit.
Plan ahead. What we're asking is 3 weeks in advance. You know, if you're able to plan ahead for a gathering you're having in your house for Christmas holidays,
mm-hmm.
you ask for additional toter, and it'll be delivered within that 3 week period.
What about some of the larger items that people would throw away that maybe would have fit in their old trash bins, or maybe in the past they might have just left them next to their trash bins and they still got thrown into the trash trucks? Now that won't work. What do people do about that?
So I'm going to say there's a few flavors of larger items, right?
I think of things that I could cut up and put into my
right.
trash. I'm thinking that immediately, right? I want to be able to do that, but maybe I can't.
Right. So there's bulky waste. There's a bulky waste program.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about bulky waste, we're not talking just a couch.
No.
Right. It's more or less. It can be small. It can be as small mm-hmm. as a rolled up 4 foot rug.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's categorized as bulky.
And normally that would stick out of the trash bin.
Right.
It wouldn't have been a problem before. It won't fit now.
It won't fit now. Mm-hmm. And that requires a sticker.
Okay.
To be picked up.
And how can you get the stickers?
The stickers
how
can
much
be.
Are they?
The stickers are $20. That has not changed. Mm-hmm. It's the same price as before.
For any one item.
For any one item,
mm-hmm.
and they can be found at the hardware store, Car Hardware. Mm-hmm. They can be found at most of our supermarkets mm-hmm. in the grocery stores mm-hmm. in Pittsfield, and you know, City Hall and DPW offices.
Okay, so there's definitely options for that.
Right.
The
one thing that I'm going to mention on the bulky waste system is one thing that's changing is when we pick up
mm-hmm.
the bulky waste. So before, you buy the sticker, tag the item, leave it on the day of pickup
yep.
For your trash and recycling. Now that can be done only in the first full week of the month.
Okay. So first full week of the month, you can have a bulky waste item picked up. So if you
right.
so you may have to wait a few weeks before it can be done.
Yes.
Unless you want to bring it down to the transfer
right.
station.
There's
right?
always that option.
Mm-hmm.
You also have access to the transfer station.
Yeah.
So the only 4 months that it will be the first full week and the third full week is, you know, basically summertime,
mm-hmm.
May, June, July, and then December.
Hmm.
Those 4 months, we will have two pickups in the month.
Okay.
First and third full weeks.
And is that information available on the city's website or on any of the printed material, calendars, anything like that people have gotten?
That information is in the website. It's in the presentations we're giving, and it will be in the cardstock calendar that we'll be printing soon
mm-hmm.
for the for the year.
Okay. And, of course, bulky waste is different from hazardous waste. I guess we should throw that out there as well, right?
Definitely.
And that really hasn't changed much in terms of what the definition of that is, but maybe give people an idea of what a hazardous waste item is.
Right. So hazardous waste, some paints, some, you know, cans, aerosol cans, and light bulbs. Mm-hmm. Oils. Mm-hmm. We offer pickup of hazardous waste. I'm sorry, drop off of hazardous waste.
That would be news if you're saying.
Hey, a new toter. No. We offer drop off of hazardous waste. There's a good, you know, one pager on our website as well of everything that is included in that. We do that, you know, over the last 5 years, we've done it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal next year with the use of the transfer station is to increase that to about 8 times a year.
Yeah, that seems to be a big improvement because I know it's hard for people to collect this stuff and what do you do with it? And then if you miss that one day of the year, now you got to wait another year to get rid of your hazardous waste. It doesn't seem practical.
Right.
If it's a regular thing, you know, 8 times a year seems to be a bit more convenient for people.
That's true. And you know, we are going to take an advantage, and we can talk about this further, the transfer station. We're going to start using that a lot more. It's not mm-hmm. just going to be the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's going to be covered.
Right.
That white dome you can see off of Hubbard Ave, it's where the trash floor is right now while they build the new transfer station right next to it.
More permanent building.
For transferring the trash from the, you know, pickup routes mm-hmm. to the long haul trucks.
So is the transfer station open now temporarily? Or
the transfer station not for residents.
No, okay.
For the transfer, the actual reason why a transfer station exists of combining everything into a larger truck for transferring it to the end of the line.
Yeah.
That is open right now.
Okay. But not for residents.
The residential side will be opened as soon as the building that they're constructing now is completed. That's where we're gonna have the transference of that trash. And the white structure you can see from the street, that's gonna be the residential drop off.
Okay. And when's the expected date for that? Is that later this year?
So the building will be done by, you know, sometime in November, and the goal is right after that to open it. So we're staying December. December is the month we're going to be opening for residential.
So I'm sure there'll be announcements when that happens. And then, of course, this time of the year, the other thing that comes up, and I know came up in several of the listening sessions, and I know at the city council level as well, was yard waste. And,
right.
And what to do about that, because, of course, the best thing for most yard waste is to return it to its natural state somewhere. You don't want to put that in your regular trash. But then, you know, for a city, you have to give people options about how to dispose of that and how to get it into the correct stream. So what are the plans for yard waste for this fall?
This fall, there's nothing changes.
Okay.
We currently offer at no charge yard waste drop off mm-hmm. at the Lennoxdale facility.
So you have to go to Lennoxdale for that. And
right.
That's been that way for a few years. Right?
It's been that way for the last 2 years at least. Since the transfer station for residential mm-hmm. drop-off closed.
And any specific instructions? You have to have clear bags and you have to rip the bags and open them up or whatever?
Right, you can bring them in any container you have, mm-hmm. but then that stays with you. The bag, the container, whatever you have mm-hmm. stays with you. Only the yard waste stuff without bags goes in the mm-hmm. in the Casella container at the residential drop-off. The there's restrictions on sizes. I believe it's nothing more than 4 feet, branches and limbs and stuff like that. Don't be bringing a chopped off tree.
Yeah, you're going to have that taken care of
somehow
or hauled away by a company if you've got a large amount of big chunks of wood.
Right.
All right. So, go ahead.
The new mm-hmm. Yard waste, how we're going to be dealing with the new in the new transfer station with yard waste is twofold. We're going to have, if that's all you generate, and the only reason you would visit the transfer station is for yard waste, we'll have an option. It's basically a dollar a bag. Mm-hmm. It's a tag system. You know, punch card. Mm. You get $20 worth of in a punch card, and you can drop off, you know, 20 bags of yard waste.
Do they have to be any specific kind or size of bag?
No. I think they're going to be...
you can get the large yard waste bags that you can buy.
A yard waste bag, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other way you can deal with that is unlimited yard waste disposal, but you have to pay the access fee to the transfer station, which includes a few other things. Mm. But it's about $10 a month, mm-hmm. $120 one-time payment, and you have access to the transfer station residential drop-off, and that gives you unlimited yard waste, unlimited recyclables, unlimited bulky metals, mm-hmm. and it gives you access to dispose of trash bags for a small fee, other bulky items that range from 10 to 30, depending on the size, mm-hmm. not all at 20.
So is it more affordable for people who are going to have some things like some bulky items to bring or additional trash that they have to pay for, you know, per bag at the transfer station rather than maybe getting that second toter if they know it's just going to be occasional? You know, I guess you're going to have to do the math on it and say, well, is $120 bucks a year, you know, worth that?
Right.
Other than 40 a quarter, that's $160 a year for an extra toter. So maybe that makes more sense if you're able to bring things down to the transfer
station. Those are decisions. We're giving options to the residents.
Yeah.
And this is decision time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What works for you?
Commissioner Ricardo Morales is here talking about trash and recycling here all morning on Morning Drive. We appreciate him coming in and helping the residents understand the system a little better as it's rolling out to many residents right now in the community. And as we sort of talked offline, this is not a new kind of system. The Pittsfield's not the first place to have. In fact, we might even be one of the last places to have something like this in place, but it's been rolled out in other communities, and I'm sure that there are bumps in the road for every community changing to something like this. What are some of the other frequently asked questions that you've seen from either this or other communities that people are concerned about?
Well, we are getting a lot of questions, and we have a document full of frequently asked questions in the website, but I'm going to highlight what we're getting in our office. And, you know, basically, we're getting people calling about, you know, I signed up for my second toter. Where is it? So we're asking people to be patient. Mm-hmm. We are going to be delivering them. If you signed up before the 13th of this month, we're trying to deliver all of those within the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been delivered already. If you signed up after that time frame, it will be after. What we're asking is people, you know, it's going to be 3 weeks after you sign up for one to get that delivered.
Okay.
And then another question we're getting is, what's going to happen with my existing container?
That's a good question.
Right. And again, we have a sign-up sheet in the website for that. It's the same form for asking for a new recycling, an additional container.
Mm-hmm.
It also asks, do you want to have your existing container picked up? It does not mean we're going to pick it up the first day you receive the new toter.
Mm-hmm.
It means we know that you want it picked up. We will be announcing a date when that's going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to be picking up. We're going to have a drop-off soon after for people who missed the pickup.
And where would that be?
It's not been announced. My goal is likely going to be to do it at the highway yard, the drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not announced that yet.
Right. Okay.
So when that happens, we will, as we have done with other things, mm-hmm. we will be announcing it heavily through multiple channels.
And maybe here on Morning Drive.
Absolutely.
We'll see how that works.
But expect that in November.
Okay.
It's not going to be in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be in October. It's mm-hmm. going to be sometime in November.
And the priority, obviously, is getting the recycling and the trash toters out and deployed,
right,
and getting people working with them and used to them. I'm sure that's the big. And, you know, you said 17,000-something households. So that's at the minimum. 17,000 times 2, 34,000 toters are getting distributed, and probably many more.
Yes,
out to this community. So just that deployment in itself is a major
there,
major milestone.
So the delivery of the toters is being accomplished. You know, it's about 3,500 per route per day, families, right, that we need to deliver. Yeah. We're not doing it in one day. It's it's being delivered. It takes about 3 days to deliver every route.
And the toter that comes to your house belongs to the house, belongs to the residence. So if you move from that house, you leave the toter, you're moving to a new place, you're going to inherit someone else's toter, right?
Yeah. Let me say it this way, though. It belongs to Casella. It is assigned to that property.
Okay.
To that unit or that property.
And that's how people will know they're numbered. So, for instance, someone can't just go and grab your toter and bring it to their house. Someone's going to figure that out, right?
Right, right.
So that's...
It might happen, and we need to know about those things to take action. Yeah.
What if the toter gets damaged or, you know, a snowplow hits it or something? You know, how do they... is that going to be replaced? It's not the homeowner's responsibility.
So...
If
we find the toter, if we find some evidence of you know, negligence in the part of the resident, we might have that as a charge to the resident.
Yeah.
But largely, you know, it's going to be replaced. It's going to be a Casella and the city side replacing that.
Multifamily houses, up to four residents at the same address, right? Four different households. Each one gets a set of toters. Is that correct?
Right. Every unit, that's this per family, right? Mm. It's not up per house or per building.
Right.
It's per family, one of each. And multifamilies two through four. Four family housing is going to be, you know, the same as we have now. Mm-hmm. If we're only servicing it if the owner of the property is one of the residents of one of the units, or if they opt in through a program we have for family pickup.
Okay, so those are important points to know. Anything else in the last minute or so that we've got left that you can give advice, or if people have questions, where do they go? Who do they call, or do they do everything online? What's the best way to do it?
There's a lot of information online. There's a lot of information out there on printed media, on social media, radio, and all that. So share this information with your community, with your neighborhood, with your street. But I'm going to say also, share your experience, share your ideas about how to deal and how to overcome some issues with your neighbors. Let's all work together to make this work.
Yeah. And no doubt there'll be some bumps in the road, if you will, rolling this out. I'll just throw as many puns out there as I can in the last 30 seconds that we have. Commissioner Ricardo Morales, thanks so much for being here this morning, helping to break this down for people and help us get to the next stage of this process.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. All right, everybody, have a great weekend out there. As always, thanks for listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM. We appreciate you listening and participating with this community radio station. Have a great day, everybody.